I would say that the number one lie that we probably believe as a culture that's operational in teen girls and even tween girls and the moms like me is that we can make our own rules. And that's simply not true. That leads to heartache and brokenness.
It does seem like the culture is much more sort of hookup and experimentation and, you know, that it's sex, but almost sex, that this is, it almost feels like this is the common behavior. Is that accurate?
Mm-hmm. Very accurate. I believe today, I did not coin this phrase, but I've seen a blog where an author said that today Christians are sexual atheists. And I think that's very true. That we may come to church, we may come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we may say all the good things, even do all the good charitable work. But when it comes to our sexual lives, we are going to be God. We are going to determine who we have sex with and when. And God doesn't really have anything to say about that, whether you're 12 years old or 20 years old or 50 years old, no matter what kind of sexual temptation you struggle with, we're making our own decisions. And the thing is, what I see happening is that we're having a conversation in the Christian culture where we are arguing over what God's word says in black and white about marriage being between a man and a woman and sex being a gift for within the marriage relationship. Those two big things. And it's one of the reasons why I did a TED talk on tolerance for virginity, because the culture is saying that that's the one sexual choice you shouldn't tolerate, the one. Anything that would be mandated by God or directed by God in scriptures is not tolerated in our society. And therefore, the church turns around and tries to make sense of how they can live like the world. And what that leads to is a lot of brokenness. And I've known that in my own life because I have made my own way as a teenager in the area of sexuality. But I speak out of a heart that's been healed by grace. And those who know God's grace in the area of sexual brokenness are the ones, I think, who love the rules the most. That's why if you look at the modesty and purity movement of the evangelical world, we're kind of a motley crew. We are not poster children for sexual purity. We are hearts that have been healed up by God's grace. So if you're listening today and you've never told anyone about the things you're struggling with, erotica, pornography, same-sex attraction, hooking up with for friends with benefits, anything, rush to a safe woman in your church if you're a woman, or rush to a safe man in your church if you're a man, and confess your sin one to another, because then there will be healing in your heart.